USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he is imposing more sanctions on Iran, telling reporters outside the White House this morning the sanctions will be hard-hitting so as to deny them access to financial instruments within U.S. jurisdictions. Meanwhile, an Iranian military official is talking to reporters there and warning that another U.S. drone could always be easily shot down by Iran.
The top admiral called last week's downing of an unmanned drone over the Straits of Hormuz a crushing response.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with allies and reminds us,
it is very likely that Iran will continue to present things that are fanciful, that are fraudulent, that are false.
That report was filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders leading progressive members of Congress in a new push to cancel all student debt. Sanders calling it long overdue.
Today we are in fact offering a revolutionary proposal, a proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
Sanders saying the College for All Act would cancel about $1.6 trillion in student loan debt, while also making 2- and 4-year public colleges and universities essentially tuition-free. Critics say the plan would hamstring economic growth and would punish people who'd worked to avoid loans or pay them down early. Italy will host the 2026 Winter Olympic Games. Sweden and Italy were the finalists, the decision made a few hours ago. Italy has hosted the Winter Olympics twice, most recently in 2006. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The NTSB says a skydiving plane crash on Friday in Hawaii is the deadliest civil airplane crash in the United States since 2011. The accident killed 11 people when that skydiving plane crashed and burst into flames right after takeoff on Oahu's north shore. Metal may have contaminated some baby formula sold at Walmart. The company Perrigo is recalling the 35-ounce, 992-gram containers of what's called Parents' Choice Advantage Infant Formula Milk-Based Powder with Iron. But the recall only affects a single lot of that formula, which amounts to just over 23,000 containers. You're advised to go online to see if it might be something that you have in your cupboard. A daredevil sibling duo again tightropes, this time across New York's Times Square. Nick Walenda and his sister Liana crossing a thin steel cable 25 stories above New York City on Sunday evening. It comes 2 years after Liana suffered a near-fatal fall during a rehearsal for an 8-person pyramid stunt. Nick Walenda says,
just so proud of her. I mean, she overcame challenges that most people would give up at that point. We've lived by those words, never give up. She overcame a near-death experience.
The Walendas come from a family of daredevils who have done a number of stunts, some of which did result in their deaths. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.